Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We talked about it a little earlier because Sue took a walk around devastated Forest Park, but we want to give attention this afternoon to the Red Cross because there's a lot of people that need a lot of help. And Lucretia Cox is here in the studio. She's the executive director of the Greater St. Louis Chapter. They're trying to do what they can do to help people in the area. Lucretia, thank you for coming in. How are you this afternoon?
Doing well. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming in. Now, this is obviously, you know, we got whacked pretty hard here in St. Louis a couple of weeks ago, and I keep looking at, you know, the devastation, the pictures. I think a lot of us are still stunned, but a lot of us don't need help, and a lot of people do need help right now. So what is at the top of that list and how people can help out there with the help of the American Red Cross?
Yeah, so as the Red Cross, we respond to disasters. That's a big part of our mission, and you may hear us talk about sheltering, and that's what we do in response. That's one of the immediate needs, and in this particular storm, there is a great need for sheltering. We have almost 250 people that are in our shelters, and we expect that number to grow. So we're constantly looking for other avenues for sheltering.
And what are the options there? So this is interesting. My sister called me over the weekend, and she has a daughter. My niece lives here in St. Louis. And her boyfriend is one who was affected. I mean, his apartment just got basically wiped out. And he's not even getting contact really with the landlord right now, because my guess is the landlord's got other properties as well. But what we were talking about is, look, and luckily he has some means and he's got my niece, although I don't think that everyone's happy that they're together before marriage, but at least he has a place to go, right? And that's something a lot of us take for granted. Like, he could come over to my house if he needed to. And I even joked with some friends, you want to come over, you can do that. But there are people that just simply don't have a place to go right now, right?
Right. So there's so many people that were affected in the communities where their homes were completely taken away. And it hit North City in St. Louis, and many of the people that were impacted were economically disadvantaged.
And don't even have insurance in many cases, right?
Yes, a lot of them don't. And so, you know, that's why sheltering is becoming such a great need, and we expect those numbers to go, because even with, you know, people who have gone to hotels and have resources, at some point they will dry up. And so we are looking for opportunities for sheltering. We provide 3 meals a day at shelters, and we're grateful for partners like Schnucks who've stepped in to help us assist with those
meals.
Always
a great community partner, right? Yeah.
Yes. And we also provide mental health services and other health services as needed in those shelter locations.
I think personally that's very important. I'm one that's talked a little bit even recently about mental health, and I think sometimes we underestimate that as well. But let's dial in a little bit more on sheltering. You have places for people to go, you're trying to get the word out, or you need more places for people to go, or you need both. Is that a situation where both things are needed right now?
Yeah, we're trying to get the word out. We do need places definitely to go for sheltering. And you know, people that, you know, need a place to go, we want them to know that they can come to our shelter. We also, you know, we have 4 locations right now. And those, you know, locations are changing based upon the needs.
Right. So what else do you need? Obviously, cash is always something, donations. But are there supplies that are needed right now? Have we kind of maxed out on that angle or not?
So we don't collect supplies. What we're doing right now with the Red Cross is that we are moving into community. We're providing meals on our own to many people that have been impacted. Sometimes, you know, we supply emergency supplies also to other partners in the community, like For the Ville and Love the Lou and, you know, the Urban League, who are already doing distributions. But we're also providing meals to those locations and beyond that, because everyone can't get there. A lot of people that have been impacted don't even have cars. And so we want to make sure that we're going directly in the communities to support those individuals who may not be able to get out of their homes.
This probably isn't your area, but I mean, one of the things I think we all think of is, how do you even clean this up? I mean, are there things that the Red Cross does along those lines or not, with the cleaning up debris and the mess and all that stuff?
We don't work with debris and cleanup. You know, we leave that to some of our other partners to do. Our focus is really on, you know, making sure that people have a place to stay with our sheltering. And then the next phase of this is, in, you know, just providing financial assistance. We're in this phase. We want people to be able to reach out to us, to call our 1-800 Red Cross number, or to reach out on our website at www.redcross.org/get help. Because, you know, there are a lot of properties that were majorly destroyed and a lot of properties that were completely destroyed. And so that is the eligibility and criteria for getting financial assistance from us.
Yeah, like even one of the things that I didn't think of, I had my friend Jeff Rainford was on the show last week, and Jeff is former mayor, Slay's chief of staff, and he lives across from Forest Park, and he's in his home now and he has power, but they did stick a sticker up there, because once the damage might be done a little bit, I didn't think about this, it might not be safe to be in there because a wall could collapse or something like that. So there's so many different aspects and factors here, aren't there?
Yeah, that's why we were really encouraging people to come to our shelters. You know, as soon as they come to our shelter, they'll be assigned a case and they'll have a case manager that will work with them. And I know it's not ideal, but, you know, we want to make sure that people are safe in their homes, because there are a lot of unstable structures, and a storm or anything can hit later and things can, you know, happen.
We know that, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much for everything you do. Just to make sure, if people have a need, or if people know people who have a need, the website and the numbers to call. Let's just double up on that.
Yeah, I really want to encourage people, though, that if you do receive a text or an email from the Red Cross and you've been impacted by the storm, this is not a scam. It's really us. We really want to make sure that you can get your financial assistance.
Okay, and then the website would be what?
www.redcross.org.
Good luck with everything. I know this isn't easy. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's hope we can get some help for some folks, and thanks to the Red Cross. I have a mystery related to my dog that passed away a couple of weeks ago that I think I've solved, but Sue will like this story. It's heartwarming. It may make you cry a little bit, but we'll get to it after the top of the hour. Hang in there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.